It's story time with Rasheen Pierre. Evening came, and more vehicles passed by the house, and Adriana's mother was right there to show her support, this time for the other party. Today's story is Do As I Do, Not As I Say, episode Where Does Your Loyalty Lies, written by Rasheen Pierre. At around 5 o'clock, Adriana started to prepare herself to attend a youth meeting. She always enjoyed the same, as the youth pastor made learning about God's principles very interesting.
"Where do you think you are going?" Patsy shouted at Adriana.
"Remember, this evening I have youth meeting,"
Adriana replied. "It starts like in half an hour. You said I could go, remember? Plus, I have to be there. I'm the new secretary."
Suddenly, Peter walked into the room and said,
"Not if I have anything to do with it. Tonight is a town square meeting and we're all going whether you like it or not."
"Do I really have to go? I'm not even old enough to vote. I'm just 16.
Adriana protested, shaking her head.
"Mr. P, nobody is going to miss me if I don't go."
Mr. P was what Adriana had called Peter since the day he married her mother. She was just not able to call him daddy, since her biological father had died when she was around 6 years old. She still can remember everything about him.
"Listen, ya little girl, me nena no argument, you know, you come into the square," Peter said angrily. "You are part of this family, so you have no choice. We all go in and that's final."
Adriana could not believe what was happening. She was so upset and decided she was going to the youth meeting one way or the other. Upon arriving at the square, there was hardly any space to move one's feet. Party decorations were on every building, tree, and utility pole. People could also be seen for miles, standing on the streets in their purple and black shirts, as they anticipate all that would happen at this meet. Adriana waited for the right opportunity to slip away from her parents, but the opportunity never came. On the stage, which was at the center of the square, the political representatives were singing and dancing to their party song, and the crowd sang and danced along with them. Everyone was caught up in the thrill of the moment. Each time Adriana tried to move, however, her mother held onto her hand as if she knew her intention of running away. Adriana felt so uncomfortable being there, she couldn't wait for it to be over. During the meeting, all kinds of promises could be heard echoing from the microphone, and with each utterance, there were frantic shouts from the people.
"Santa Claus will come early this year," stated one of the political representatives. "So remember an election day. Put your hex beside the crown."
At the end of the meeting, the people left in high spirits as they all look forward to the fruitful days ahead.
"You hear that, Peter? We must get through, you know. Make sure you're dead when they might give out the things then,"
Patsy declared.
"But of course, Patsy. And if they come through with the promise, you know how election day go,
Peter replied.
"I can't believe you two. What are you two talking about? I thought voting was to make a change for the community and not for personal gain."
"You can't say anything, you know, Pitney. You know, see how things are around them ideas, yeah? Every man have to look out for himself,"
Peter answered.
"Besides, why you think so many people come out here tonight? Do you think it's for the love of the party? Not at all. It is for what they can get out of this election."
"Johnny, make sure you talk with the big man in charge, you know, and tell him how hard they are working party for win,"
Patsy told Adriana's older brother.
"Make him also grease a palm. Tell him wheel without grease can't run,"
Peter answered. On their way back home, they continued to discuss their next move
if the current party did not fulfill its promises. Adriana shook her head and rolled her eyes because she could not believe what she was hearing.
No worry about a thing, you know. I'm linking up the man from the anchor party. And if the crown party doesn't come true, that way we can't lose,
Johnny declared. Adriana felt like she was a part of an extortion ring. She felt so ashamed of her family and the way they were behaving, especially her parents. Ever since an election date was announced, they have thrown out all morals through the window.
What you all doing is wrong,
Adriana interrupted.
God isn't pleased. Last week I learned about a man by the name of Daniel. He lived right and God provided for him.
What does that have to do with this, Adri? Johnny questioned.
Everything. Daniel was blameless in the sight of his peers. Daniel chapter 6 tells us that Daniel was an example among his leaders and his co-workers because of his honesty and his hard work. So, the king planned to put him in charge of a whole kingdom. They even tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct. But guess what? They couldn't find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor neglectful.
What does a fairy tale story have to do with us and what we are doing? Get to the point. You're boring me to death. Ben, her younger brother, yawned.
My point is this. Mother, Mr. P, brothers, we need to play fair. Don't let the community people have bad things to say about us. Like Daniel, let no corruption be found in us. Please, I am begging you, don't take anything from either party. Don't let them have terrible things to say about our family.
Adriana pleaded. The parties don't want to win, so we're just helping out a situation. Everyone is doing it. All of us will benefit when the time comes. But by the way, who appointed you the family lawyer? Johnny hissed.
Ever since that pastor put you in that water, they act all holy and righteous like you're better than we. Well, you're not little sister.
Johnny, me getting baptized is not up for discussion at the moment, Adriana sighed.
It's not lawful to be meddling in the election. More importantly, God can help us, not those men with sweet words. Daniel remained faithful and did no wrong in the eyes of God and man, and he was well taken care of.
You're not making any sense, you know, Johnny remarked.
If we don't stop this deception, bad things will happen. Daniel chapter 6, 24 tell us that men who had plotted against Daniel were thrown into a lion's den along with their wives and children, and the lions crushed all their bones.
You two need to stop,
Peter shouted.
Adriana, not another word. Your mother and I are tired of hearing your rubbish they teach you. All of this fancy fairy tale. God can help us right now. Fiat not going to pay the bills. It not going to send you and your brother to school. And certainly it not going to put food on the table.
Look here, baby. You need to understand. Things change. Forget all the things them I ever tell you. See? This God business isn't working out. This is the new gospel. Thou shall hustle to get what you want. If you don't, dog near mess up, her mother stated.
What you need to do is follow our lead. When a father give you to take the package to the vendor at the school gate or tell you to do something, nobody argue, Adriana. Just do it. We are doing this all for us.
Adriana simply sighed. It was as if she was fighting a losing battle. Reason with her family was like kicking her feet against pricks. That night, she prayed earnestly, petitioning God on her family's behalf. The end.
Please join us next time for another episode in Do As I Do, Not As I Say.